This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Colin Powell says he's voting for Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. Turns off the spigot when it comes to raising money for the Republican Party. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Big news. Certainly, Colin Powell makes news. He did hint at this before, so I don't think this is so ridiculously shocking, except for that he was once considered a definite viable candidate for the office of the president representing the Republican Party, but didn't want to run. He's saying that, he's snubbing the party. This is a guy who served in the Reagan and the George H.W. Bush administrations. He backed President Obama in 2008 and 2012. He announced while he was speaking to a group during a luncheon in Long Island that, yeah, I'm confirming it. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton immediately found out and tweeted out, proud to have the endorsement of General Powell, a decorated soldier and distinguished statesman. Now, he did have some tough words for the Democrats and the Republicans. He condemned Trump, labeling him a national disgrace and an international pariah. In one email, because of course, thanks to hacks, we get to hear the real truth and nothing but the truth, we think. One of the emails that he wrote said, Trump is nuts. Everybody wants me to speak out, but I will pick the time and place for maximum effect, like I did in 2008 and 2012. Right now, Trump is his worst own enemy. So, Powell and Clinton have had a difficult relationship at times. There's no question about that. He certainly pushed back against reports a few months ago that were suggesting he might have given Clinton the idea to use a private email account as Secretary of State, saying that her people are trying to pin it on me. I remember that. But he's going Democratic again. That means the last three election cycles, he has voted for a Democrat. Clinton has the support of some other high-profile Republicans, including former Senator Larry Pressler, also Hewlett, Packard CEO Meg Whitman, ex-Reagan director Frank Levin. So there are absolutely, or Lavin, boy, I think I need glasses. There certainly are a few Republicans who are saying no to Trump. But I feel about endorsements, even endorsements for him, I don't know how much an endorsement really swings a voter. I really, in fact, think a lot of people know who they're voting for, unless they're really just completely undecided and might not even vote. But I don't necessarily think endorsements sway people one way or the other. And hey, congratulations to the Indians as they win game one of the World Series, smoking the Cubs 6-0. I don't think it's a surprise. John Lester was roughed up and Corey Kluber pitched an incredible game. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Oh, I'm glad to hear from you. I'm glad everything's good with you.
I'm good. How are you? What's on your mind?
Oh, goodness gracious, if I got so much. I got something, but I'm going to hold off on it.
Okay.
But I'm glad you let me chat last time right into your movie review. See, people, this is Kate. You know, you don't have to endorse anybody. Just keep your show going, Kate.
That's right. You don't have to endorse anyone. That's right.
I mean, because you let anybody endorse whoever they feel. That's what I love. Left to left, right to right.
Right. Right. Vote. Key is voting. Let's see people vote and not just talk about it.
Well, I've been kind of even joking my friend that, you know, I've been calling him, like, you know, every time 5 o'clock news comes on and I hear NBC, ABC, Sing Song, or CBS's, I'm like, oh, hold on just a minute, I got a wiped up Chuck West in my mouth. He gets a kick out of that. But, you know, it is kind of ridiculous. But I watched on the news today, you know, the Pennsylvania senator that's running against, I think his name's Tomey, the independent.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's face it, you know, this woman thing is just, yeah. I mean, it's like dating, Kate. You can keep on dating till you get your satisfaction. You can kick Donald or Pence to the curb till you find one. You know? I mean, give
right.
me a break.
Right.
But what you women don't understand is that when Hillary gets in there, she's going to have her own SS for you ladies. I mean, she's going to censor and shut you up afterwards, because that's just theory. Just kind of like Saturday Night Live and all that. They did a skit even on the news to where, you know, what are we going to do if we lose Trump for comedy? Because Hillary will censor him. It would be so boring and everything. And that kind of goes into the joke I try and tell you tomorrow, the story, I should say, about the movie review. But did you see today on NBC where they did a short broadcast about how possibly, well, the anchor was saying, come on across, you know, standing there on the Rio Grande. Basically, you said, with all this going on, you know, it's kind of open borders right now for the...
It is.
For them to come on across. Well, here's my answer. Here's my answer to that, to Texas. Hey, ain't it duck season?
You're terrible.
I know.
Well, it's been going on for so long, and that's exactly what happens. There's so many areas that you can find along the Rio Grande where people just are flat out coming across, easy peasy.
But they're making a point to get them here so they can vote. You know, this voter fraud thing doesn't exist, although when you come across the border, you get a driver's license and everything to vote. You know, and then Obama, you're going to love this, kind of hilarious. Obama's health care, you know, he admitted to while he was on campaign and doing his late night talk shows, you know, and, you know, his general appearance, you know, as I stated before, you know, how much he's Asian. Well, you know, his policies, you know, been kind of like what the current small farmer has similar, and their days of the late 20s during the Depression. You got to watch your step for the grayish white on top of that black stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I totally know what you mean. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Gray hair on top.
Yep. I got you.
Man.
You're hilarious.
I hope Dan
that's obvious.
That
I totally understand it.
I hope Dan loves that, because that's about what his policies are. You know, I also watched Trump, too, on the news today, where he had all those workers, Latino beauties, that were sitting there, looked happy about everything. But, yeah, they, too, are suffering under this Obama health care increase.
Yeah, the health care situation, there's very few people that are happy with it. Absolutely. I mean, how much can you pay? You can only stretch your dollars so far, that's for sure. Grimster, thanks. Stay with us. We're jumping over the fence. Jump with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fan mail. We'd like to thank you for your support. And just mail. Like you.
Just like you.
Once again, the mailbag is full, but isn't it every single time I go and check it? And that's the power of all of you feeling free to get in touch with us through the miracle of the internet. You just go to americatonight.net and click on contact. So america.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. So many of you tell me that you listen at different times in the day. You download it. You can do that on tunein.com, or you can go to gcnlive.com, and the shows are listed there as well. So let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's the first one. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show now for a while, probably about a year or so. I like your lighthearted humor. I like the fact that you mix in some sports here and there, because frankly, I am so tired of this election. I hate to say that. I am kind of a political junkie, but it's annoying, the constant sniping. And, you know, listen, I understand different values, different ideas, go for the jugular or the weakness of your opponent, but it's gotten darn right nasty to me. And I think it's embarrassing what we're seeing with American politics. It gives ammunition to more people in Europe and other parts of the world to say, look at those stupid Americans. All they do is attack each other when they're going for the highest office in their land. You know, it's interesting you say that. I've talked about this before. I've gone back in history to look at what other presidential races have been like. When I wasn't around in the 1800s and the 1900s, and there was sniping then. There was attacking the opponent. And maybe it's because you didn't have the technology, the different ways and platforms to use to spew. So it doesn't feel like, oh, if we go back in history, it wasn't as negative. I think there was some negativity. But the country was smaller, and as I mentioned, the technology advancements weren't the same as they are today. And so to me, I think that's really what that's about. I don't know. I think there is a line that's been crossed, though. I think there's a line of being crass and having class and some decorum about how you handle yourself. You know, Bernie Sanders found an edge with a lot of young people, and he was hesitant. You know, there's plenty he doesn't agree with as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned, but he was hesitant to completely go after her. You finally saw him do it a little bit, because I'm sure that was part of the strategy. Hey, you've got to be able to attack her where she's weak and where we're different. But he didn't want to run that kind of campaign. He wanted to focus on the issues. Here's what we're doing. Here's what's happening. Here's what I believe is the solution. But that just doesn't sell. And if you look at the ads are all about those themes. This person did this. This is what you want. And that has been around forever. You know, that's how yellow journalism started, the whole yellow journalism thing. Okay, here's one from Doc. And Doc says, Kate, there's been so much conversation about ISIS lately because of this election. Certainly Donald Trump has brought up ISIS. What in the world is going on with ISIS? Mosul, what's happening there? It's a battle. That's what it is. It's a battle. ISIS is trying to keep Mosul as its stronghold in Iraq. But, you know, 78 villages have been liberated. 800 ISIS fighters have been killed. So there is on the other side of this some success in thwarting their efforts. And we certainly have seen some of the horrific pictures and video that have come out of that area. But it's a battle. There's a coalition. There's a Iraqi government troops. There's the Kurdish fighters. There's a lot of people that are on the other side of it that are doing whatever they can to put up a fight against ISIS, and ISIS is putting up their own fight because they want to hold on to the second largest city there, and they want it to remain under their control. They don't want to give it up. So Mosul is, you know, there's toxic fires, there's frightening things happening, the long-suffering civilian populations that have been terrorized, it's sad, and that's ISIS's plan, is to really go after the innocents and do something horrific. But to answer the question, what's going on there is, there has been some pushback, and it is a fight. It's a fight as to who's going to hold on to Mosul. Is it going to be ISIS, or is it going to be the Iraqi fighters and the combination of other crews that are helping to wage that war against a horrific organization? Here's another one from Dawn. Dawn says, Kate, I think you mentioned one time that you worked at Great Adventure. And because I lived in New Jersey, in fact, not too far from Jackson, I knew exactly about Great Adventure. I thought it was really fascinating. And I'm wondering if you saw that there seems to be all these accidents in amusement parks, but there was a serious accident that killed 4 people in an amusement park the other day, and it was at a Rapids ride. I did see that. This park was in Australia, and it was 4 people. They were older people. Well, they were like in their 30s. This ride, I guess, malfunctioned, and it was called the Thunder River Rapids Ride. And so what happened was there was some kind of malfunction. 2 people were ejected from the ride. Oh, my gosh. Another 2 people were caught inside the ride. The victims just had injuries that were not survivable. That's what it was. And they say that the staff of this park, because they never had anything like that happen, were traumatized. You know, they were traumatized by what they saw in trying to help the people, and it's incredibly sad. They've never had any kind of an accident. A lot of people that come and visit, they visit Australia, go to this. It's called Dream World, and it's in a place, I know it, I've never been there, but I've heard people talk about it. It's in the Gold Coast, so it's about 45 minutes from Brisbane, and it's the largest theme park in Australia. So you have, of course, the people, Australians, that go there. It's like going to Walt Disney World, but you also have other people that happen to be visiting that will stop by Dream World. So yeah, it's tragic. It does seem like there's an uptick in crazy accidents and people getting trapped on rides. It's one thing to get trapped on a ride. It's another to get ejected from it, however, or to be stuck and mangled on it, which is unbelievable that it's just you happen to be on the ride when it malfunctions. So now we go to this email that I thought was just so fabulous. And this email was from Claude. And Claude says, Kate, I know you care deeply about veterans, and I have a terrible situation. So do others in California. We were notified that we have to repay are enlistment bonuses. Can you imagine that? First they give and then they take. So here's what happened. Thank you for bringing that up. A decade after the Pentagon was trying to entice soldiers to re-enlist after, you know, offering big bonuses. Everybody always talked about the bonus. Then they decided in California that they couldn't do that, that they needed bonuses, which were around $15,000, that they needed those bonuses. So the Los Angeles Times broke the story. They reported that only soldiers with certain assignments, for example, intelligence, civil affairs, non-commissioned officer posts, were supposed to get bonuses. But what happened is it was mismanaged. There was some fraud, mismanagement, of course, by the California Guard, the people running the show that were trying to get their meet their enlistment targets. So they had to, they were trying to recruit people. So what they did was they just gave that money to all kinds of people that shouldn't have gotten it. And you even had one of the incentive managers who pled guilty a few years ago to false claims and of like $15.2 million, which is crazy. And then what they did was they went through these claims, and now they have to go back. And California's saying, well, if you got that, you've got to pay back the bonuses. And that is, and Claude didn't tell me much of his story, but that is terrible. Because where are you digging that $15,000 out? I mean, maybe you owe more. Maybe you reenlisted a few times, and now you're going to have to come up with how you're going to, and then how you're going to pay it back. And then they also, to add insult to injury, they tacked on a 1% processing fee. So now you got to figure out how you're going to pay it back and how you're going to survive, and then plus to pay off the debt. And they have kids and wives and whatever. And then you're going to also throw that extra processing fee on. I mean, that's just insane. Hopefully somehow somebody steps up and they do something to solve this, because I think it's atrocious that, I mean, so far they've confirmed 2,300 unauthorized bonus payments to about 2,000 soldiers. That's $22 million in unauthorized money, and they're going to have to pay that money back, and they think it's even higher. Wow. All right, thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net. Click on Contact. Hang with us.
Won't you go, won't you go away with me? Baby, won't you go away with me? Baby, won't you go away with me? And I'll take you to a place that you never...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Fortune teller telling me the year of the rat is upon us at last, and it's gonna last up until the calendar crash. I flip page after page, after hours, after days, after some aftershock, after all that the chase, trying to catch a breath before it escapes. Don't show me your face until you show me your face. Drop down on your bad knees. Yes, in your good clothes.
Hey, Delaney, hanging out with you across this great nation. I'll tell you what, at Apple, they're asking themselves, what happened? Do you know that their annual sales fell for the first time since 2001? Boy, that, I'd say, as much as you could look at the one side of that, I'd say you look at it and say, that's incredible that they've been able to hang on as a tech company and just watch those sales climb and climb and climb. And that's when they launched the iPod. And then, of course, all those products afterwards just kept coming in, coming in, coming in, coming in. But in a little tiny short version of It's Your Business, they said that the sales fell to $216 billion in 2016 in their fiscal year that ended September 30th from the record $234 billion in 2015. Oh, don't you feel so sad for them? It's all about the iPhones. I mean, I think that we're just leery of how many different iPhones. Now we're going for the 8 and then the 9 and then the 10. So Apple CEO Tim Cook was on a call with analysts, because that's what they do, and said that demand for the new iPhones is outstripping the supply in most of the places, especially the iPhone 7 Plus. So said that that was part of the deal. And, of course, the holiday is when their first quarter is when they sell a tremendous amount of their products, because it's the holidays and people and kids and other people ask for, well, you know, whatever the product is. It makes sense. You know what I noticed? Nobody on the campaign trail, and then they must be doing those 10,000 steps, nobody has a Fitbit. the Fitbit is also part of the vernacular now. People, you look down and you see man, woman, child. They all have these, the same, it looks like Logan's Run, that movie from the 70s that I think Farrah Fawcett was in, and where, you know, everybody had a number wrapped around their arm because you had to be tagged. And it seems like everybody has those Fitbits, but I've noticed, and maybe it's just me, I've noticed I don't see it anywhere. I don't see anybody wearing Fitbits on the campaign trail. Maybe they don't want to know how many steps. Maybe they have no desire to know how many steps that they've walked. All right, we're going to step into another edition of Nail Your Score coming up in our next segment. If you've never heard us do this, what you do is you jump on the phone lines at 855-266-5283. Our computer, Nathan Reeder, has been working out, so now it's easy for him to pull the supercomputer out of its box. He pulls it out, we let the computer rip, and the computer picks the game of the week in the NFL. Then you call, tell us who you think's going to win, which team of the two, and what the final score is going to be. And we're getting closer and closer. People are starting to surround it, so I would not be shocked if we have a winner pretty soon. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's got to win. Isn't that what they say about the lottery? Someone's got to win, so maybe it'll be you. All right, on that note, let's turn to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello, Kate.
Hey.
I heard you on a promo where you were talking to Mark Cope and asking him how he'd make out on the stars. And so he did a little promo afterwards about how he felt about it. And he played, give me 3 steps, mister, to make it to the door. And I thought that was hilarious. I knew you'd appreciate that.
I like Mark Cope. He's fun. And for people who don't know, he does a terrific show in Brownsville. And a lot of people listen to him, and he's had me on the show
to talk about sports.
Brownwood. I know.
They burn you in that potato.
I know Brownwood. I've been there many, many times. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Brownsville. Brownwood, yeah.
Grim. I have stepped in that stuff that has the gray matter on it, and it's called cow manure. I was a rancher. Yes, Obama is also one of those things that cows drop on the ground and with the gray hair on top. I have no use for him, big ears and all. And so we'll soon be rid of him. And I think Obamacare is going to put the stake in the heart of the vampire called Hillary, and also the Democratic Party, because when people start having their wallets raided, they are pissed off, and it is going to cause all kinds of people to come out even stronger than they are now, and I have no doubt there is going to be a massive landslide election for Donald Trump, and little Colin Powell can go right down the tubes with the rest of the insiders that we're going to get rid of. All of these little sycophants that are out there denying Trump his support, and we're going to be taking names and numbers and getting back to them. And Hillary and Bill better find a country that does not extradite back to the United States, because Trump's going to be coming after them with his new head honcho in the Justice Department. And you're going to see some crying and meshing of teeth amongst them and their sycophants. And plus, there will be some audits on their little program. I'm telling you, all hell's going to break loose for that bunch of clowns. And they're going to have to find some place that there's no extradition treaty and go there.
Why do you think that you just think the polls are just off?
Yes,
the numbers
are off. They're way off. I mean, you should have seen the lines here in Texas. I've been hearing reports on it. It has been massive turnout and very few Hillary supporters. It has been massive Trump, and it's been that way from every place that I've called. I told you about that on my last little talk with you. Every place that I've called, it's been Trump, and one or two Hillarys here, one or two Hillarys there. But for the most part, it has been massive Trump. And I'm telling you, we're going to see the doggone landslide since Ronald Reagan.
Really? So you think it's that big? You think it's going to be that big?
I think it is that big. I really do. I think people have had it with all of this stuff being forced down our throats. And Obamacare is the hand grenade that just went off. It's going to absolutely devastate the Democrats.
Yeah, I you know what? It's true. It is like a hand grenade because it's so people
it's
are just so
on.
Confused.
It's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I agree with that.
That's about all for me. I'll call back for my little name the score, blah blah blah. And that's about
nail
all.
The score. All right, yeah. Dan. Thanks, Dan in Texas, in Brownwood, Texas. I just was through Brownwood not too long ago. Texas is such a big state. It's so interesting. I lived in California. I've lived in New York, and I've of course love and live in Texas. And to get to one end from the other is just really interesting. How the landscape changes. I spent some time in Marfa, and I've spent time in El Paso on the extreme end, and then to the extreme east, and it's pretty wild. Somebody sent an email and asked, "What's Texas like?" I say, you know, the old saying is, if you don't like the weather in Texas, stick around. It'll change in 15 minutes. And that's one of the first things I think of, is that it's great because it will change. If you don't like it, it will change. All right. As Dan mentioned, we do have coming up Nail the Score. And I've talked about Nail the Score, too. So hold your horses for that, because it's coming up again in our next segment. I wanted to mention this. I briefly talked about it. I talked about the bus crash, how awful that was. I mean, I was just stunned seeing I shouldn't say stunned. You know, we know accidents happen. Terrible things happen, of course. But I've never seen I can tell you, I've seen a lot of crashes. I've never seen a crash like the one that happened to this bus in Palm Springs. They say 4 of the 8 tires on the bus that crashed into the back of a trailer on Interstate 10 on Sunday that killed those 13 people had unsafe tread levels. And that once they started the investigation, they saw that. And the bus had people from L.A. to a casino in Salton Sea Beach. That's where they were coming in and going. And so they say the low tread level could have resulted in the bus being placed out of service and then back in service. And it was last inspected, you know, months and months and months ago, and it got a satisfactory rating. So you can bet there's going to be probably lawsuits and whatnot that will fall out on this bus company. But what's so awful is, you know, listen, you can't bring those people back. So, yes, now they know what this fatal crash was about, but it doesn't help the families. I mean, it doesn't help the families, except for, yeah, sure, they can sue. It doesn't get their mother back, their grandmother back, their whoever. And I think most of the passengers were women that were hit in the front of the bus. I mean, it was a grisly scene. There were people that survived, but the people that survived were just like shocked because everything just was flying basically. And all of a sudden the first 15 feet of that bus, I mean, it is the best way to describe it. We're just basically swallowed up like a whale. We're swallowed up by the trailer and disappeared. And so you saw, you know, basically you saw half of a bus. And it was crazy that, you know, the conversation was, of course, possibly was there drugs or alcohol or sleep or lack of sleep or any of that. And now it turns out that we're talking about, sadly, tread that was to blame for what happened. And that's preliminarily. The investigators still have a few other things that they have to check out, but it certainly looks that way. If they're releasing the whole tread thing, then that has to be a big reason. It has to be the reason, I would say, if that many tires are that way, for what happened there. It has to be. All right, worth mentioning again, Corey Kluber pitched an incredible
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorite things that we do here on America Tonight, besides, of course, checking the mailbag and talking to all of you, it is time for Nail the Score. Here's how it works. Briefly, I'll say it again if you're just listening to me. What happens is we pull out the computer, which I know Nathan said he was pretty much ready with the computer. And once he hits the computer will pick the game of the week, can you believe? Week 8 in the NFL. Once we have the game of the week, you call in and tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. There's nothing scientific about this. There's no way to cheat. It's pure luck. Let's be honest about it. Pure luck. And maybe you get lucky. People are starting to come close. We're surrounding the scores. I have a good feeling that this season, somebody, in fact, will nail the score. On that note, let it rip. Oh, this was the game. This was the right game to pick. It's the Eagles, and the Cowboys. It's the Sunday night game in Texas. It's a big game because you've got the Cowboys at 5-1, the Eagles at 4-2, Dak Prescott in for Tony Romo, Carson Wentz, the rookie who was picked up in the draft, playing as the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles after shellacking Minnesota. And I think this is one of the better games. Perhaps the only other game, I would have said the Packers and the Falcons would be a great game, too. And I don't know, maybe the Vikings and the Bears, but the Bears are struggling so much, probably not. So regardless of my commentary, the game is the Eagles and the Cowboys, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
The swag master is out of the bunker.
I love that.
And he says, oh, I don't know, 28. I'm so sorry that your little Eagles got to get beat, but Prescott's awesome.
He is awesome. I do have to say that.
The leader. Yeah, I think he's gonna put Romo right on the bench.
I do too.
And you know, Romo's done.
He
That's
is
all
done.
I got
too many
to say
injuries.
About that.
28. So 28. What?
No, I don't know. 28-26.
Ooh, I like that. 28-26 Cowboys beating the Eagles. And there is a big storyline that Pete talked about, and that's Dak Prescott, without a doubt. All right, let's move on to Grim. Hey, Grim.
Well, seeing how he's out of the bunker, I want to know if he'd like to go duck hunting. But anyhow, I'm still kind of interested in who that's going to pay for that $20,000 and them cheerleaders if you caught up on that, if you can let us know about that. But
yeah, they're still in litigation. They're still waiting that out.
Yeah, well, I'm all for it, you know, because Roger Odell can come up with that and have a pocket change. But anyhow,
yeah.
let's go with 26 Philly and 23 Dallas. I like a tight
Ooh.
Game.
20, and you almost won last week. You just missed by a couple points. So you're surrounding it. You're getting close. 28 or 26-23. I like it, Grim. And you like Philly. So there you go, the other side of it. Good luck with that. Okay, so Everett is listening to us in Washington. Hi, Everett.
I'd have to say Dallas 20 to Eagles 13.
Ooh, so Dallas 2013, yep, defense plays a part in this, maybe some turnovers, we'll see. Thanks, Everett. We go from Washington all the way to Maine and Sharon. Hey, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. I know you are so invested in Nail the Score. Do you like Philadelphia or Dallas?
Oh, I don't know.
Either team, I think it's going to be a tight game.
I think so too. I'm going to go with Dallas this time,
21-17. Dallas. All right. So another Sharon, I really liked you until you said that, but that's okay. I forgive you. 21-17.
Oh, I don't care for either team, but you live near Dallas. So.
Right, so we got to go with Dallas. I like that. I like that philosophy. Good thinking there, Sharon. So we'll see. 21-17, and then we go back to Dan in Texas. Dan, who are you picking in this game?
31-27, Dallas.
So 31-27.
I'm sorry. I want the Eagles to win, but they don't stand a chance. Dallas is too good.
I think Dallas is super good. You're right. Dallas is
31-27.
31-27, but it's a close game. Almost all of you are picking a close game, even if you think Dallas is... Everybody's picked a close game, even if you think Dallas is really supreme. You can send me your guess. I know a lot of people do that. Sharon was somebody who was always doing that. Send me your guess at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I will get it, I promise, as long as you get it in by the top of this hour, because it's not fair to everybody else who stayed up, waited around, blew out the phone lines, and all that sort of stuff. Nathan always to have his finger on the pulse. He's very talented on the pulse of what could happen in these games. He's like Kreskin. So Eagles or Cowboys, Nathan?
I'm going to go with the Eagles, and we'll put it at 24-21.
24-21, Nathan says. All right, Nathan, thank you. I am really is hard-pressed to make a pick in this one because, I mean, not because I certainly can analyze this game. Dallas is giving up 4.5 points, their favorite. They're favored. They're at home. Dak Prescott is playing lights out. Ezekiel Elliott is moving the ball. Cole Beasley is finding his feet and is catching the ball all over the place. For Dak Prescott, he's been phenomenal, I think. When you need him, he's there. And you could point to the defense. You could point to a lot of factors for Dallas. And the same with Philadelphia. They had two brutal losses this year. I'm going to say, but they're coming off of a big win at home. I'm going to say the Cowboys win it. Just don't tell my relatives. Ugh. Hopefully they're not listening. I'm going to say Dallas wins it, and I think the final score is, I think the final score is going to be 27-18. I know it's kind of a weird score. I think it's going to be a wild game. The Eagles and the Cowboys. What's great about the game is that it's on Sunday night. Oh, the best. I think it's the best one at Sunday night because it's chill. Let's face it. Whatever you're doing during the day, Sunday's always that kind of day, I guess. But the night is perfect to cap off the night, the brilliance of Sunday night football. If you are a fan of the great game of baseball, I already mentioned that the Indians picked up the first. I know there's people listening to us in Ohio and in Illinois, but the Indians picked up the first game 6-0. The second game in Cleveland, Jake Arrieta will pitch for the Cubs. For the Indians, they've got Trevor Bauer, who's going to pitch for them. He's the kid who cut his hand when he was fooling around with his drones. He's a drone freak. And that messed up one of his starts in the championship series, the American League Championship Series. But he's a good pitcher, and this should be a good matchup. And they've moved the game. They actually moved the game to 7 o'clock Eastern because of weather, hoping that perhaps they can get the game in lieu of brutal wet conditions. We'll see. Game 2 of the World Series. Good luck for everybody who tried to nail the score. If you sent me your guess, I'll get it in, I promise. Thanks to Nathan and all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.